There's been so many weeks, perhaps even months of anticipation of this weekend, and Def Leppard fans, it's here. The party has begun. Country Thunder is officially underway. Last night, the Hunter Brothers from Shaughnavon kicked off all the fun in the beer gardens. Heard it was a lot of fun there. And tonight, the main stage is going to open up. I was looking at some of the acts. Sarah Evans at 7 o'clock. Love her. Baby, get a I used to have a few of her CDs in the car. Canadian Tim Hicks is on after Sarah. Baby, I got news for you. Whiskey. Whiskey goes with everything this weekend. Tonight's closer. Love that song. Jason Aldean. Tomorrow night, you got Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line. Not only will you hear the FGL hits, he's got a ton already as a solo artist now. Bailey Zimmerman, the closer. And Sunday night, yeah, Def Leppard taking to the stage about 9:30. And I'm hearing single-day tickets that have been on sale for several months now, too, are very popular for Sunday. Seems people want to rock with Def Leppard, and they're bringing the full pyro. Actually, if you still got an ounce of energy left after Def Leppard on Sunday night and want to move over to the beer gardens, one of my favorite party bands, Took, is going to be performing there as well. But man, you can't believe the sights and sounds when you walk around that campground that opened up on Wednesday and everyone has set up their tents and their RVs and school bus. Yeah, we spoke to Colby Bestrop, who bought a bright yellow school bus, fixed it up a little.
I got a bed in the back. I got a TV stand, the speakers on the roof, couch in there. Pretty basic in there.
Where do you find something like that?
I found it from my buddy's dad. He had it sitting around, and it was sitting for 10 years before I got it.
And I know you're asking, how does it handle?
Better on fuel than an RV, better on the highway, nicer to drive, bigger, cheaper.
Oh, that's the kind of sights and sounds you find in the campground of Cravena. Big yellow school bus. Probably pretty archaic inside, as he described it there, too. But I honestly, it's worth a wander. If you're going to Craven and you're not camping, wander over to those campgrounds. Many will invite you to party with them if you dare, too. But it's fun. Hey, heads up. Today is 7-Eleven Day. Yes, the 11th day of the 7th month. You can walk into any Sev later, get a free small Slurpee.
Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
This year's Slurpee Day marks the 98th anniversary of 7-Eleven. The first store opened back in 1927 and originally was called Southland Ice Company. And then they changed to 7-Eleven, and I think it was 1946 to help promote their new expanded hours. They were moving from 7 a.m. till 11 p.m. Thought, okay, there you go, 7-Eleven. Let's go with that. But look, this might shock you about the Slurpee. It wasn't invented by 7-Eleven. You have to go back, courtesy of an accident in 1958, when a soda fountain breaks down at a Dairy Queen store. And the owner kind of panicked, and he thought, okay, I'm going to stash all the pop in a freezer so he could at least sell them partially frozen. And his customers loved it. And that led him to think, I'm going to start my own company, called it the Icy Company, which would make him the first distributor of what would later become the Slurpee. And then the Slurpee came to 7-Eleven. 60 years ago, 1965, 7-Eleven cut a licensing deal with this guy and his Icy Company. And part of the terms were they were allowed to give it their own original name, Slurpee, inevitably, and it would be sold exclusively at 7-Eleven. Voila, the Slurpee. So today. All right, that's enough. That's enough. You can get a free small Slurpee when you walk into any Sev today, starting at 7 a.m., till 11 p.m. And before I break here and bring on Belton Johnson to tee up tonight's big game against the Stamps, how many of you listening here in Regina, I think, would remember this incredible classic from a Regina band? They were called Choice. And back in the day, across the hall, Z99, they were trying to help, you know, local artists, and they cut a vinyl album. They called it Street Rock, and Choice was on there. Their song, Heaven in the 7-Eleven. the 7-Eleven. And yeah, I had to really search for that audio. It sounds a little tinny for a reason. It might actually have just been video recorded off someone playing it on an old piece of vinyl. But Heaven in the 7-Eleven has a bit of a ring to it. Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Hey! Yeah, bring them out of those obsidian green jerseys tonight. Calgary Stampeders are here in a showdown of the two top teams in the West. Coach Corey May said, let's go to war.
It should be a war, no matter if it's on the ground or, you know, if the teams decide to air it out a bit. Man, there's some key matchups that I think for anybody that likes trench play, this is a good one to watch.
Boy, joining me now, our Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst, Belton Johnson. Hearing the coach talk about going to war must pump you up, buddy.
And I heard him say trench play, so let's get it on, Greg.
Oh, man, this game has all the drama we can ask for, right, Stamps? Knocking off the Bombers last week, who till then were unbeaten. We haven't lost yet. They'd like to do it again. And I got to ask you first, are you a little worried the Riders could come in a little rusty off the bye week, or is that a thing, Belton?
Well, sometimes I do worry about that. But with this team this year, you know, just seeing the buzz, the energy, you know, I think they're going to be okay, you know, but, you know, come that first quarter, whatever rust is on them, knock it off. I think these guys will be ready to go tonight. The Stamps, they are a good team, right? 3-1. I think it's first place in the West, too. So
you bet. Well, Saskatchewan's defense has been solid, and you got to look what Calgary did last week against the Bombers, though. Derek Moncrief, David Webb, a couple former Riders, each had an interception, and they ran him in for a touchdown. And defense is going to be one to watch, isn't it?
It really is, Greg. The Stamps, I think they've only allowed, 20.3 points per game this season here, right? So, yes, they have a really good defense. You mentioned Moncrief and the guys scoring touchdowns, you know. So it's gonna be a battle, man. And the Riders, I think it's gonna come down to really discipline and penalties, especially when you have two top teams playing.
Well, penalties will be key, and hopefully the referees drive me insane lately. They're constantly tossing the flags here. Like I don't know if they're told just call everything you see. There's no leniency whatsoever. And I know it's frustrating for Coach Mace, too, when it comes to how many penalties we take. I just think sometimes the referees kind of ruin it for us, too. But let me also focus on A.J. Ouellette and the Stamps' Dedrick Mills. They're number one and number two in rushing yards, respectively. Talk about drama. There's that, too, isn't there?
There is. And, again, you heard Coach Mace there, whether it's on the ground or through there, right? And, you know, the Riders, Ouellette, he's been on fire here, right? I think. What he's, like you said, he's first there. I think he has, about 347 yards in total for the season. I think, when again, Mills right there, 311, I believe, right? So it's going to come down with the O-line there. I still have complete faith in this Rider O-line. But again, the Rider defense, right, that front line, they don't allow a whole lot of rushing yards and everything. So I think they're going to have to keep on that path there. And, again, Ryder O-line, you know, it's wartime. Let's get it on,
All right.
As I said earlier.
Quick comment on the quarterbacks before I get your score.
Oh, Trevor Harris, he's back. And, you know, I like the completion percentage that he has going so far this season, and I hope he continues on here tonight.
Okay. Belton, will our unbeaten record still be intact when the Stamps leave town later tonight?
I have the Riders winning, Greg, and can I give you my score?
I'm ready.
I got the Riders winning 24-20 tonight.
Whoa.
I think it's going to be that tight, Greg.
And in the trenches, I can tell you're serious, too. All right, Belton, we'll catch you on the pregame show and, of course, post. Kickoff at 7, Green Zone pregame. 3 o'clock this afternoon. Thanks, my man. Have a good weekend.
Have a good one, Greg.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way.
Yeah, if you're a motorcycle enthusiast with no plans this weekend, stand by just a second here. I've got an idea for you, but I also was just looking, besides Craven and the game tonight, at Mosaic. There's a lot going on. There's a world record attempt happening tomorrow at Douglas Park. Regina's Disc Golf Association attempting the most rounds of disc golf played in 12 hours. Good luck. Hope you break the world record there. Also, a reminder, if you're out in the need for gas and you're filling up, consider a lottery ticket. The Lotto Max tonight is $70 million. Maybe you're looking for something that you haven't done ever before. Well, what about becoming a nudist? Greenhaven Sun Club, the province's only official nudist club and campground. Yeah, they're still going, just east of Balgoni. Apparently, they're having their Bear As You Dare walk for diabetes tomorrow, and members are welcome. Now, I want to talk about Rotary. Rotary is a worldwide service organization of, they have like over a million members, almost 39,000 clubs in over 200 different countries who identify, you know, different service opportunities in local communities as well as around the globe. And then they just set out to help and fundraise locally and nationally. My next guest is a Rotary member of the Rotary Club of Regina Eastview. He's Peter Neufeldt and joins me now on the phone. Peter, I think a lot of people would recognize some of the work your local chapter has done here in Regina.
Now, first of all, if you go across the Albert Street Bridge, just on the west side is Rotary Park. That is one of the parks that the Rotary has established there a long time ago. We're also involved in Canadian Mental Health and in the Early Learning Center, Chili for Children,
Souls Harbor Rescue Mission. Yeah, you guys do awesome work in Rotary Park. Man, as a young man growing up in Regina, it used to be the place for my parents and I and grandparents to picnic, that's for sure. It's still a beautiful park. Peter Neufeldt's my guest for the Rotary Club of Regina Eastview. You fundraise, and you've had a golf tournament recently, and this weekend is a special motorcycle ride. So what's this ride about, and why are you doing it?
The ride is about funding a program of building schools in Guatemala. Guatemala is one of the poorest countries in South America. We were able to make some connections with our Rotary clubs over there. We had a visit over there, and we just saw schools with just dirt floors and bamboo walls, three walls maybe, and a tin roof. And they were begging for help for education for their children. And that started in 1999, and our club really got involved in it in 2010. Over the time of that program, we've been able to fund the building of over 100 schools, and it has just changed not only the children's lives, but whole communities. It's been just a wonderful response to the work that we've done there.
I bet it has. And is this motorcycle ride this weekend to help further the cause?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. And we start in Regina, go to Moose Jaw to some of our Rotarians there for breakfast, and then on to Diefenbaker Lake, and we have a Rotarian there who has a cottage who will give us some lunch. Then we go over to Davidson and back home to Regina, about 500 kilometers, a fun day, then a barbecue at my house after. We're raising funds for Guatemala.
Awesome.
We're looking at probably about 15,000. We're getting pretty close to that, but we sure could use some more help.
All right, so any cyclists listening here that want to get in on this ride that you just explained tomorrow, is there still room for them to join you?
There certainly is. Just give me a call. A $100 fee to join, and of course that goes towards building schools and giving scholarships, and also a tax receipt for $60.
That's pretty awesome. And sounds like it's going to be a spectacular day, Peter, and everything you and your committee does at the Rotary Club of Regina Eastview, we thank you for what you're doing to assist those in need as you have, and I know you help with youth camps that are still available at that same number that I'll share again where you can register for the motorcycle run tomorrow. Thanks for your time, Peter.
And you can also go to CanadaHelps.org. There you can choose either the Ripple Effect Scholarship or the Ripple Effect Program.
Awesome idea. Peter Neufeldt from Rotary Club of Eastview, Regina Eastview. And if you'd like to join a motorcycle run, call Peter. Here's his number, 306-535-8526. 535-8526. It's game day, and yes, rider jerseys are appropriate workwear, especially the Obsidian Green ones. If you made a purchase for one of those, they will be wearing that tonight at Mosaic Stadium, and everyone anticipating just a great battle between them and the Stamps. I don't know. I've got them winning. I really do think that the Riders will win tonight, and they'll be 5-0. And you can text me 1-877-300-7275. How do you feel about the Riders tonight? Do you think they're going to win? And TSN's Luke Wilson is going to be on the sidelines, right? He's coming to Regina for the first time since raising a lot of conversations on his social media. That's his whole intention. But earlier in the week, he said, we Rider fans are second to the Bomber fans. You going to boo him on the sideline when you see him tonight? 1-877-300-7275. Some of the headlines were on this morning. The Regina Urgent Care Center on North Elbert reducing hours again this weekend. In fact, it's not even going to be open on Sunday. It's normally open until 9:30, but it'll close at 4 today and at noon on Saturday and closed all day Sunday. Just not enough staffing for the center that they initially had said would be open 24/7. You may have heard it's a free fishing weekend. You don't need a license on Saturday or Sunday, but you do have to still stick to the limits. However, a lot of people going to the lake won't be doing a fish fry as there are more fire bans. Depending on where you're going, what provincial park or campground, it's easiest just to call ahead and find out what the fire ban is there. But here's hoping that the wind cooperates this weekend to help crews battling the wildfires in northern Saskatchewan. One of the blazes has now crept into the community of Beauval, just as the last few people were evacuated out there, too. Minimum wage is going up in October, but Saskatchewan's still one of the lowest in the country. When it does go up, come October, the hourly wage is going up to $15.35 an hour. Only Alberta, at a flat $15, is lower than us. And here we go again. In an escalation of the trade war, President Donald Trump on Thursday threatened a 35% tariff on goods imported from Canada starting August 1st, upping pressure on Ottawa as it seeks to secure a deal with the White House over the next week. In a letter posted on the website Truth Social, Trump said he would increase the tariffs that were imposed on Canada in March that currently stand at 25%. He said he's doing it in an effort to force us to do more to address, here we go again, drugs at the border. Yep, going back to that one again. Even threatening that these tariffs may be modified upward or downward depending on our relationship. Canada said it wants all tariffs removed. Trump has given no indication he's willing to relent, and in his new letter, Trump said he would increase levies on Canada if retaliation were to come. And Prime Minister Mark Carney said through X last night that he's defending Canada's record, saying the country has made vital progress to stop fentanyl and drugs in North America. And he acknowledged the new deadline for negotiations now, which Trump says is August 1st instead of July 21st. Hey, in theaters this weekend.
Hey, buddy. Eyes up here.
Superman, it is in theaters. We're going to get a review later from Brett Buster, our resident movie critic. It's brought to us from the same director of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, James Gunn, who wanted his Superman to be more down-to-earth, and nothing says down-to-earth more than giving Superman a dog. Gunn explains how the dog got involved in the movie.
What is this?
Crypto!
What the hey, dude?
I thought you destroyed the whole Superman robots. I thought I told you to keep an eye on him.
We feed the canine, but he is unruly.
I mean, the dog is the whole reason that was the start of the movie for me.
Really?
1,000%. I adopted a dog. His name is Ozu, and he didn't want to be touched. He had never known human beings. He chewed up all our furniture. He was, you know, chasing the cat and just being the worst dog you can imagine.
Ow, stop it. Crypto, ow, ow, stop it, stop, sit.
I thought, wow, what if this terrible dog had superpowers, I'd really be screwed.
Lots of good reviews so far on the movie. Superman's been saving the world for nearly 9 decades after first appearing in comics back in 1938.